It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am being accused, Tiki Barber, of breaking the ice cream machine at Yankee Stadium.
What?
So I wanted to go get myself some Mr. Softy ice cream. And there were many people in the media area after we did the show that said, Evan, it's free up here. What are you doing? You already waste your money on Nets season tickets. Like, can you just take the free ice cream?
Okay.
So I said, okay, you know what? You got me. I'll deal with not having a helmet. I'll just have the ice cream. So I go up there, I take the cup, I work the machine.
Like chocolate chip ice cream.
I work the machine, the chocolate comes out, no sprinkles, but listen, what can you do? And then I leave, and I go about my merry way. I find out that after I played that machine to a fiddle, it broke down. Guy online waiting for the ice cream was Michael Kay, and he was not happy. So Sean, did you throw me under the bus and say Evan Roberts broke the machine, or is it still a secret?
No, everybody in the world knew Evan Roberts broke that machine. It was Tiki. You couldn't even make it up after talking about this on the air. He runs out like a little kid to go to this ice cream machine, and Tiki, you saw this yesterday.
Right.
There are thousands of international media there.
Uh-huh.
The dessert spread is out in the media room. So I ran quickly to the restroom and I went to follow him. But by the time I got to there were so many people who wanted ice cream at this specific time. The line had formed about six people deep, and there was Michael Kay second in line behind Evan Roberts. Evan fills up his ice cream, runs out because God forbid he misses marking a ball and a strike in his scorebook. And the moment, basically, it was actually a person right in front of Michael Kay goes to pull down on the lever after Evan leaves, no ice cream.
Huh.
It won't come out. Like a bad McDonald's, the ice cream machine is broken.
So is it broken or is it just empty?
So they call over a person to come look at this. I think it was empty, but like it was trickling down, so the lever wasn't working right. The guy stands up who's working the place and turns to everybody online, including Michael Kay, and goes, gonna be at least 20 minutes, to which Michael Kay went, are you freaking kidding me? See ya! And I felt guilty because everybody's looking at me and they know I walked, basically one of them, I said, Evan Roberts. Classic Evan Roberts.
Oh, dude.
And Michael Kay just looked down the ground, shook his head. We all then got offline and retreated back. It was unbelievable. Everybody wanted ice cream this time. He cost it for everybody.
What inning was this?
This was early, man. I didn't waste much time. I think
second inning?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. So they were disappointed the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it ever get back up and working?
I can say it did. Me and Tom Izzo and Digital went back in the fourth inning. Like Evan said, no sprinkles. We were able to crunch up chocolate-covered pretzels in the soft serve, and it was very good from that point forward. It got fixed, but I'm not sure how many people like me were fat enough to go back or how many gave up. I think Michael Kay gave up and didn't get one last Yankee Stadium ice cream in the year because of Evan.
That's bad ice cream etiquette from Evan. Evan, you're at Yankee Stadium. You got to let the voice of the Yankees on TV get the ice cream first.
Yeah,
you got to let Michael go in front of you.
He needed soothing, cold ice cream.
Evan's
a guest.
Soft serve to tenor voice resonate through the television.
Tiki, there was another great part of this. I forgot. The architect was with us as well, and he had moseyed down.
Oh, boy.
And he had saw a little bit of the chaos that was unfolding, and he looked at me and said, what's going on in there? I said, Evan just broke the ice cream machine. To which he said, do I need any more emails from the Yankees? And he was not happy about it. Not happy about it at all.
Well, look, I want to formally apologize to the New York Yankees and all the media members. I didn't know who was standing behind me, so I wasn't going to let anybody go because I was very focused on getting the ice cream and getting back to my seat. As you know, I take watching these baseball games very seriously, and I thought the ice cream was great. I thought they did a very good job. I shoved that chocolate down my mouth. It made me feel very good. Not having the helmet hurts a little bit.
You don't want to do you didn't want to do the swirl, the twist?
No. Nah. Not a swirl guy, Teague. Yeah, just give me chocolate.
I had a fantastic lunch. I'm glad I got my ice cream early. I had the chicken's crispy chicken sandwich, which was delicious. Then I had the chocolate vanilla swirl,
oh,
the soft serve. It was delicious.
So good.
Then, I had a cup of fruit. It was a perfect lunch.
Yeah,
I actually felt healthy, even though it wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't mix in the fruit. I literally just shoved the ice cream
down. No, I had the fruit second. I had the fruit second. That tells you the fruit is underrated awesome at Yankee Stadium.
It's a great way to trick yourself into thinking you ate healthy when you just ate a lot of ice cream.
That's exactly right. Because my cup of fruit was the same size as my cup of ice cream.
There you go, man.
Cancels out.
Yeah. Exactly. So I want to apologize to everybody at the Yankees who didn't have their ice cream last night. I'm sorry. But just remember, you made a young boy happy, okay? This young boy had his chocolate ice cream.
I'm a baby.
And he smiled. Now, let me get to this manager. I said this to Sean last night as he was cursing out Aaron Boone. And I'll say this to Yankee fans today. Remember, the Yankees have a team option on Aaron Boone. There are already reports that the Yankees are likely to bring him back. Why wouldn't they? They just got to the World Series. If you are ready to move on from Boone because you don't like the individual managerial decisions, you don't like that he isn't hard on players, you don't like that there wasn't a lack or there was a wasn't a lack of urgency, whatever reason you have, all I ask you is you better have a freaking solution. Because if the answer is, I don't know who the next manager is, I just know it's not him after you got to the fifth game of the World Series, I think you're doing it wrong. I think you need to have a solution. And that solution needs to provide answers to your questions for why you're getting rid of him. So if you think he's too soft on the team, well, who are you suggesting? Someone else who's basically going to be Aaron Boone Diet Coke? You know what I mean?
See, but Evan, that's not for the fans to figure out. Look, when the Mets last year, and we'll keep it local, wanted Craig Counsell to be their manager, they interviewed Carlos Mendoza, and did any of us really know what kind of manager Carlos Mendoza would be? Did any of us really say in September, you know who should manage the Mets? Carlos Mendoza, and I think he turned out to be a pretty good manager.
Sure.
That's on the Yankees and their assessment to know these other teams and other organizations and those right guys. I'm not telling you to go hire Buck Showalter. I've referenced Joe Girardi, or just a name because we've heard a name. The fact remains this. I think Aaron Boone is not the worst manager in the world, but I think we can officially say now that he finally climbed the mountaintop to get to a World Series. Did Aaron Boone help the team, hurt the team, or was it indifferent toward the team? I have to lean towards he hurt the team with his decision in game one and just the fact that this team was so fundamentally unsound. So if they're good enough talent-wise to get there with these problems, but those problems are what cost them, then I'm sorry, I need to look in another direction and find a guy whose strengths are that. And I apologize for not having that right answer, but that's on the Yankees and their scouting department and that system to know another guy somewhere else to be able to solve that problem.
To me, it's not about firing Aaron Boone. I'm not calling for Aaron Boone to get fired. I know some people want to. I know that people want their pound of flesh right now, especially after some of the mismanagement. But Aaron Boone is a good manager, and he's good with that clubhouse. And now, does he need to self-evaluate and go take some, I don't know, professional best practices classes? Probably, especially when it comes to the most critical moments in games or in phases of seasons, what you need to, how you can best get the most out of your team. Sure. But I like Aaron Boone. I think he's a good manager. But there's a difference between being a good manager and a great manager. And the great managers win World Series. And we saw why he's not a great manager. It was right in front of us. So is he going to self-evaluate? Is he going to get pressed on these things? Or is it just going to be, you know, we were close. We were good enough to get to the World Series. You know how the Yankees like to speak to us?
Yeah.
Like we're ignorant and don't understand the minutia of winning. Like we don't do it. We don't play, but I think we know what it takes to win. We've seen other teams do it. We saw the Dodgers do it. We saw Dave Roberts put a masterclass on, despite the criticism that he faced. And so I think there is a self-evaluation that is necessary in order to get better at what you do. Period. That's anybody. That's me calling games on Sundays. That was me playing football back, 15, 20 years ago at this point, right? You have to self-evaluate. You have to fix the things that are wrong, right? When someone criticizes you, it's not necessarily, I hate you and that's why I'm criticizing you. It's I'm criticizing you because I want you to do it better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so to me, Aaron Boone can be a great manager. He just got to be better than what he's been doing, and or change what he's how he's been managing in certain moments of this season and previous seasons.
I'm with you on self-evaluation. I just don't know if Boone can become the guy that a lot of Yankee fans want him to become, because that's not who he is. Like, there's a difference between getting better at certain things, mm-hmm. or maybe improving your in-game managing. But Aaron Boone is a player manager. That's who he is, and that's not going to change.
Of course.
As much as people want him to be a hard ass and think that maybe the defensive miscues are because of that, which
by
is
the way,
clearly a theory people are going to have.
I don't think it's necessarily being a hard ass. I don't think it is screaming, and because Tony Dungy never raised his voice. I don't think Tony Dungy has said a curse word in his entire life, especially not as a coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and in the Indianapolis Colts. But he is so highly respected because he forced accountability. And it wasn't by going into the media and saying, yeah, everything is fine. These guys are doing everything exactly right. As we want. Like, I think sometimes being publicly called out, especially in 2024,
yeah.
where we are so aware of everything that goes on inside clubhouses, and or at least we can speculate about what goes on inside clubhouses, and you're going to tell us that it's all right when we know it's not all right,
yeah.
then guess what? Whoever we're criticizing also thinks it's all right because you're telling us.
Yeah.
You're telling it, like, and so there is a, it's not necessarily a, you got to change who you are. It's just, you got to create accountability. And
yeah.
for me, the biggest lack of, the biggest issue with Aaron Boone managed teams is that there is a lack of accountability. And it
yeah.
shows up in the little things, not the big grand things, but the little things that cost you World Series, like we saw last night, like we saw in previous, you know, iterations of this team.
So the real question you got to ask yourself, and I'll ask you, and I'll give you my answer on this, is can the New York Yankees win a world championship with Aaron Boone as their manager?
Yes.
They can.
They got to a World Series with Aaron Boone as their manager. Of course they can win a World
okay.
Series.
But
the little things got to change. I'm just they do.
Yes. Yeah, because those little things cost them. I agree with
you. Of course.
And look, that's what happens in World Series sometimes, especially when you're facing another elite team. My attitude towards Aaron Boone is actually very similar to what it was last year off a losing season and what it was a year earlier after the ALCS. It's a very similar opinion, which is you can win with him. You can. If you have good enough players, if they play their best baseball at the right time, Aaron Boone can win a world championship. Most people listening... most people have taken their turns bashing my cousin, Dave Roberts. He just won a second world championship. Ned Yost, I thought, was one of the worst managers I've ever seen. He got to back-to-back World Series and won one with the Kansas City Royals. So I think you can win with Aaron Boone. But if the Yankees made an announcement today out of nowhere, they have a press release, we are moving on from Aaron Boone, I also don't think it would be the worst thing ever. Like, I don't think that would be like, oh my God, can you believe they got rid of Aaron Boone? I get it. My one thing I do feel strongly about, though, is I don't think the New York Yankees are in the position to hire somebody who's going to learn on the job. I think that's a mistake.
Right.
I thought it was a mistake with Boone when they got rid of Joe Girardi. I thought it was a mistake to get rid of Joe Girardi. My opinion is what I said on the radio at the time. And I think if you are going to make this move, just because you like the guy as a player, David Cone, just because you thought the guy got screwed based on Rob Manfred and cheating, Carlos Beltran.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or just because you like the guy doesn't mean they're the right choice. So if you move on from Aaron Boone, which, fine, you can do it. I think players are the most important things anyway.
Yes.
If you do it, Don't give me this learn-on-the-job training crap. And don't give me Mendy. I'll tell you the difference. And Tiki's going to back me up on this. What did Tiki say all year before the Mets proved they were legit?
Yeah, they were evaluating.
they were evaluating, right?
Yep.
Okay. When you're evaluating and you're just seeing what you got, you can hire a rookie manager. When you're trying to win a world championship, I don't know, man, with a $300 million payroll, with superstars everywhere, look, you can hire a rookie manager. I'm just telling you, I wouldn't do it, and I think it's way too risky. Well, so if you want to get rid of Boone, A, tell me who you want. Tell me who you think is better. You think Luis Rojas is better?
Nope, I got the guy.
Do I think I can manage the Yankees? Sure.
No.
All right, who is your... So first of all, just to be clear, I would not fire Aaron Boone, but I also don't think it's crazy if you do. Tiki would keep Aaron Boone. Sean wants him gone. And now you have a replacement. Go.
Donnie Baseball.
Oh, come on.
He's got the experience multiple places, managed a gutsy Marlin team, probably has learned a lot from his mistakes, and also can teach this captain a little something about being a captain in New York. Baseball.
Such a cliched Yankee fan answer.
Right.
Why? He's got I laid it out. You want the experience, right?
Because I hate doing this because I'm a bad guy when I do this, but I'm sorry. I'm never going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you how I feel, even if it's not something you want to hear. Don Mattingly sucks as a manager, okay? I hate saying it. I don't like saying it, but it's the truth. He wasn't good with L.A. He wasn't good with the Marlins. And the only reason
Did he make the playoffs both places? Did he make the playoffs both places?
Aaron Boone's made the playoffs every year. You want him fired?
Okay. All right. Buck Showalter never won a World Series. You wanted him hired for the Mets. He made the playoffs multiple places.
First of all, but that's not the end-all be-all is my point.
Right.
My point is it's not the end-all be-all. You want to get rid of a guy that just got to the World Series. And you want to hire somebody that I'm just telling you, watching him a lot, I thought was a terrible manager. Doesn't mean he's never had success.
He's not allowed to have learned from his past mistakes and get the dream job I'm sure he covets?
If Don Mattingly wasn't like a childhood hero to most Yankee fans, if Don Mattingly wasn't a legendary Yankee, would you have brought his name up today?
Probably not. However, I'm thinking about available young enough former manager's experience, because if you're going to go that route, I'm going to say it. Also, I can't believe, Tiki, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do something you hate and I hate. I'm going to get sucked into the Evan and Loogie world here for a second. You know what Don Mattingly can do here? Finish his story.
That's actually true.
You want me to give you an answer, by the way, on the best manager? And it's boring as hell, but I'm telling you right now, he's young, he's gotten experience, and I think it follows another script that you guys like. All right, and I promise you, it's not going to excite you. It's not going to make your nipples all, you know, tingly or anything like that. But what if I told you that there's a free agent manager, a guy who managed this last year, and he's available for nothing, and he's Skip Schumacher? He'd be the guy. Former manager of the Marlins.
Doesn't he drive for F1?
No, Skip Schumacher managed the Marlins the last 2 years, made the playoffs 2 years ago. They did lose 100 games this year, but they basically took everything away from him. But that's the kind of guy you would hire. And so before you're ready to dump Boone, just ask yourself, would you be okay if that announcement came out tomorrow? If all of a sudden it's Boone's gone and Skip's coming to town, former manager of the year, what would your response be on WFN at 2:05 when Tiki and I were like, so Sean, what do you think?
I'd formulate something positive blindly, for sure. I don't know enough about him, but I'd formulate something positive definitely. What about Jack McKean? Is he still around?
He's only 100. I hope he's still alive, by the way. Now I
have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, he was old back in 2003, so I'm not sure how old he is now.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.